Executions of death row prisoners in California have been on hold since February, when a federal judge ordered the state's lethal injection protocols must be scrutinized. The ruling temporarily saved the life of Michael Morales, condemned to die for the brutal 1981 rape and murder of Terry Winchell, a 17-year-old girl from Lodi. Attorneys for Morales argued that California's lethal injection protocol violates the constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Procedure 770 in the California Department of Corrections manual calls for prison officials to administer three drugs to a person being executed: sodium thiopental, a sedative to render an inmate unconscious; pancurium bromide, a paralytic agent which stops the muscles and collapses the lungs; and potassium chloride, which stops the heart and ultimately kills a person. At the heart of Morales' legal challenge is the claim that inmates could remain conscious during an execution. John Greeley, an attorney representing Michael Morales.
We're trying to prove that the method of lethal injection, as it's been employed in California and as it will be employed under this new, untested protocol, is unconstitutional. It raises an unnecessary risk of substantial pain of the inmates.
Covering the use of sodium thiopental to induce unconsciousness, William Ebling, a clinical pharmacologist, took the stand for nearly 4 hours Tuesday. Ebling testified the effects of the first drug take hold rapidly, but wear off just as fast, and a prisoner being executed might become conscious within 5 to 8 minutes. It leaves lots of room for doubt that inmates could experience a painful execution, he testified. Attorney John Greeley says it's unknown if inmates are in pain because the second drug, pancurium bromide, conceals suffering.
We do know that they're breathing even after they're given the paralytic agent. And those are good indicia of a system gone wrong.
Mark Heath, an anesthesiologist called to the stand late Tuesday, testified that California's execution chamber in San Quentin Prison is needlessly complex. Heath suggested problems with the leadership, attitudes, and training of those administering lethal injections have led to inhumane executions in California. Again, attorney John Greeley.
This is a mechanism that is going to require a very, very precise movements on people who are not trained in these types of procedures. And as you get more and more complex, and as it gets more and more difficult to maneuver, the ability to do it properly decreases measurably.
Dane Gillette, California's senior assistant attorney general, admitted Tuesday that state prison guards had botched last year's controversial execution of former Crips founder Stanley Tookie Williams, saying it was a lesson well learned. From start to finish, it took 35 minutes for Tookie's execution to be complete. After the hearings, Gillette commented to reporters.
They failed to set the left arm. The left arm in that execution was not used. There was no problem with that execution going forward as it did or being lawful in any way. What happened to Mr. Williams was not unconstitutional. There was a left arm failure. It should not have happened. It will not happen again.
Do you think 35 minutes to complete an execution is standard?
That wasn't 35 minutes to complete an execution, unless you're talking about the time it took to set the IVs.
What was done and what is done in the name of the people are heinous acts of torture and killing.
Barbara Becknell, a close friend and witness to Tookie's execution, felt vindicated by the announcement.
But you know what? That's an empty and shallow vindication. I still saw torture. I still saw killing. Frankly, I feel the state attorney general's office owes Stan's family an apology and an acknowledgement, and let's see if they have the courage to do that.
Though Gillette admitted mistakes were made, he denied that lethal injections in California amount to cruel and unusual punishment. But three defense attorneys who took the stand Tuesday gave testimony contradicting Gillette's denials. All three have represented death row inmates and witnessed those executions. The trio of attorneys took the stand in succession, each describing how their clients' chests were heaving violently and convulsing as they were put to death. All testified their clients' eyes had opened for minutes during the execution.
You can take any given procedure and analyze it as they're doing here with these hearings.
Reverend Joy Atkinson, a Unitarian minister in Monterey, California, gathered with a half dozen anti-death penalty protesters who were threatened with arrest by U.S. Marshals if they didn't take down their banners. Atkinson contends there is no humane way to administer the death penalty.
The conclusion has to be, for me, that cruel and unusual punishment can be applied to all instances of administering death as punishment.
In February, U.S. District Court Judge Jeremy Fogel ruled the Morales execution could only go forward with a single fatal dose of sedatives or if a physician agreed he would not suffer. The last witness to testify was Dr. Robert Singler, the state's chief medical expert. Singler was to attend Michael Morales' execution in February and verify he would not be conscious during the final phase of execution. Fogel's order also stipulated Singler to actively participate in the killing if any problems arose. Saying it put him in an executioner's role, Singler refused, maintaining it was a violation of medical ethics. On the stand Friday, Singler used the phrase tight quarters to describe San Quentin's execution chamber. He also testified that the state's execution logs were minimal. Responding to a question on the agonizing effects of potassium chloride, the heart-stopping agent used in Phase 3, Singler commented, "I do not dispute that doing it to an awake person is unconscionable."
"I don't care what kind of pain Morales feels because of what he did to my daughter."
Barbara Christian is mother of 17-year-old Terry Winchell, who was raped and murdered 25 years ago by Michael Morales.
"He showed her no mercy when she cried out for it. He deserves no mercy. As a Christian, I know I should feel mercy. But as a mother, it's too hard for me to feel mercy for such a diabolical act."
Celebrity attorney Gloria Allred stood by Christian as she read a prepared statement and took questions from the press.
"If the issue for you is that Michael Morales will not be able to commit crimes and inflict pain and suffering on future victims, don't you think life without the possibility of parole is preferable to death?"
"As long as he's living and breathing, my daughter's cold in the grave and I don't have her. And knowing that he's alive and well, I can't live with it. It just torments me."
One thing is clear, the death penalty is constitutional according to the United States Supreme Court.
Constitutional, but really, moral is another argument.
Okay. The death penalty is constitutional. He will get the death penalty.
Is it moral?
The only question is, in what form shall it be carried out?
Is state-sponsored killing moral in your view?
Okay. Barbara supports the death penalty in this case, and she wants it to be done in a way that is constitutional so that the others who have received the death penalty will also then be able to have that death penalty administered.
Sarah Tofte, a researcher with Human Rights Watch in New York City, doesn't support capital punishment, but says if prisoners are executed, it should be done to cause the least amount of pain.
"And we can't do that unless we subject these protocols to this kind of review."
What would you say to victims' families, crime victims' families, and others who support the death penalty who may not really care whether somebody suffers during the process of execution?
"Sure. I think that's a very understandable stance. I think if someone's lost someone they love very much, there is an understandable human desire for vengeance and or for just justice or retribution or an eye for an eye. But our criminal justice system isn't based on those principles. That's why we have a criminal justice system. We have some barriers in place between, you know, an individual's desire for vengeance and what we consider legally just. And while Michael Morales may have killed without conscience or care, that does not give the state of California the right to do the same thing."
Tofte of Human Rights Watch says regardless of the outcome, this case is a very important one.
"Prisoners have been raising these claims for years and no one's been listening to them, and judges have been dismissing their claims. And I really think, you know, looking at the national landscape after Judge Fogel ordered these hearings back in February, I think you started to see a lot of movement in other courtrooms to say, you know, I think we need to take a look at our protocols as well."
37 of the 38 states with the death penalty use lethal injection, but executions have been halted in Delaware, Missouri, and New Jersey as those states also confront challenges to lethal injection procedures. A mountain of evidence, including testimony transcripts, photos, procedure manuals, and other documents, is now before Judge Fogel, who set closing arguments for October 27th. Fogel expects to issue a decision in early November, and the future of executions in California hangs in the balance. For Indy Newswire, I'm Vinny Lombardo reporting.